Good evening. Let's begin with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Avam Gadol Hu. It is a terrible, terrible sin. Levazos es hachachavim o lusnosan. To be mevaza, to speak in a deprecating manner, to treat a Talmud Chacham in an inappropriate and not covetic way. O lusnosan, or to hate them. Lo Charba Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was destroyed av shebazu bo tamidei chachamim, because they were mevaza and they insulted tamidei chachamim. As Shneamar says in Devar Yamim, Vayu malivim b'malachei Elohim uvozim devarav umistaatim b'neviyav, that the leading up to the destruction of the Chorban Abayis, they were maliv in the malachei Elohim. They said bad things about Hashem's messengers. We'll discuss that pasuk in a second. Kolomar bozim malamdei devarav. They spoke disparagingly about those people who teach Hashem's Torah. V'chein zeh she'amra Torah. And this is what the Torah means when it says, Imu chukosai timasu, that they hated my laws. Melande chukosai timasu. They hated those who teach my laws, says the Rambam. V'chol mevaze sechachamim. Whoever is mevaze, the tamidei chachamim, ein lo chelek olam haba, has no portion in the world to come. V'harehu bechlal, and they are covered under the pasuk, ki devar Hashem bizah. The pasuk in this week's parsha, that they do not treat with respect the word of Hashem. The pasuk is referring to something else, but the Rambam makes a drasha, or actually the Gemara and Sanhedrin, as we'll see in a moment, makes a drasha, that it is referring to people who do not treat tamidei chachamim in the proper manner. The Rambam continues in the next halacha. Afal pi shemavaz esachachamim ein lo chelek olam haba. You might think that is sufficient. Okay, a person insulted a tamidei chachamim in public, so he doesn't have any olam haba. Isn't that enough for him? Right? What else can we do to him? Not enough. If we have witnesses, shibazuhu, that he treated the witnesses, say that the person did this to a Talmud Chacham, afil b'dvarim, even only words. He didn't touch him, just words. Chayiv nidu, he's put in chayrim. V'menadino so based in, b'rabim, and they make a public declaration. V'konsno so litra zav, he has to pay a litra of gold, however much that is. B'chol makam v'nosino so l'chacham, as a payment to this Talmud Chacham. Now, Rav Avram ben Arambam, in his Tshuvas Maisa Nisim in Siman Yud Gimel, so he asks on this halacha that his father brings down, well, don't we have a pasuk in the Torah, v'lo sikum v'lo sitro, that we don't take revenge? What are we, okay, so he insulted the Talmud Chacham, but now he has to take his money. There's a lot of revenge and grudge holding going on over here. So Rav Avram ben Arambam says that lo sikum v'lo sitro, not holding a grudge, is only talking about milei ba'alma, things that are mundane. But when it comes to milei shemayim, when it comes to things that represent kvod shemayim and the honor of the Torah, then we do hold grudges. And we do hold people accountable if such things do happen. Continues the Rambam. V'amevaz esachom b'dvar mafilu achar misa. It applies even after he has passed away. Menadin oso basin v'heimatir oso kishiyatsu v'tshuva. Basin puts him in chayrim and they take it away only when he does tshuva. Avlu mehay hachachom chai. But if he is alive, the only way someone who is mevaza Talmud Chacham can get out of the cherem from Beis Din is if he appeases the Talmud Chacham that he insulted. Goes and talks about different levels of people, and the Rambam continues after that point. What is the source of the Rambam? The source of the Rambam is a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Sari Tesim at Aleph. I didn't bring you the Gemara because the Gemara is lengthy, but let me just summarize it. The Gemara says that the pasuk Dvar Hashem Bizah, which is in this week's Parsha, so that's referring to an apikores, someone who's a heretic. Then the Gemara asks on the next page in Sanhedrin, what's considered someone who's an apikores? And the Gemara says, someone who is mevazet min chacham, who disparages Torah scholars. And therefore, the Rambam puts two and two together, and therefore, this pasuk is referring to someone who disparages Torah scholars. There is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufi Tesim and Bezin, source number 2, Amar of Yehuda, Bochar v'Yushalayim. This is what the Rambam was quoting from before. El b'shvil shebizu b'tamidei chacham, Yushalayim was destroyed because of the disparaging things that were done to tamidei chacham. Mishnah Amar, v'yu ma'alivim malachei Elohim v'vozim dvarav, v'mistatim b'neviyav, ad alos chamas Hashem, until Hashem became angry ba'amo to his nation. Adloin marpa, my adloin marpa. What does the pasuk mean when it says there's ain marpa? There's no refuah, there's no healing for what these people did. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Mevasa Talmid Chacham Ein Lo Refula Makoso. If a person disparages a Talmid Chacham, there is no cure for the damage that he has done. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mai Dechsev Al Tegov Meshichai Benival Tarei. What does it mean that you shouldn't touch my anointed? This is talking about the people who are in Torah Talmid Chachamim. Ad Kan the Gemara. The Chidon his Maris Ayin on this Gemara says, but we know why is the Beis Hamikdash destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, or the big three Averos, right? They didn't treat each other properly, or they violated the three cardinal sins. So what are we talking about over here, Talmid Chacham? So the Chida says beautifully, when people start disparaging the Torah leaders, so they have a mindset now where they cannot take rebuke, they can't take Musar, they can't take self-improvement from anybody else. And therefore, automatically that begins a snowball effect that they can't turn back from. Yes, it was the final straw on the camel's back was the Sinas Chinam, or it was the violation of three cardinal sins. But it started years before when they started to disparage their Torah leaders, and that was the downfall eventually after that point in time. The Gemara in Brachos says in Yud Tesamet Aleph that Shemaya is not on the sheet, that Shemaya and Avtalion were given a Shaila about is someone who converts, do they have to drink the May Sota, the Sota water? Does it apply to a convert? It's based on Sukkim in the Torah. And the Gemara concludes that Shmai Neftalion said that the ger, the convert, does drink the sota water. So there was someone at that time who said, the reason why Shmai Neftalion said that is because Shmai Neftalion were converts themselves or the children of converts. And therefore, you know, they're just towing the party line. You know, all those converts are the same. They just want everybody to be, they're just, you know, looking out for each other. Meaning they had ulterior or political motives in their psak. So the Chachamim put that man in Cherem. They excommunicated him for saying such things about Tamina Chachamim, that they acted in a way that wasn't in the best interest of the Torah. They did it for their own self-interest. That was totally inappropriate. That was considered being mevaza, disparaging Tamina Chachamim, and that was considered something that he was put in Cherem for. This is all brought the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, in Reish Mem Gimel, Vav through Zayin. Writes the Shulchan Aruch, Avon Gadahu Levazos Tamina Chacham, it's a terrible sin, and if it does do this thing, you have no chelik in Olam Haba, Kidvar Hashem Biza, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Vav. In Zayin, the Mechaber continues, and he says, Mishayidu Alav Shibiza Tamin Chacham, Afilu Bidvarim. If there's testimony that this person was Mevaza Tamin Chacham just with words, and the Rama says, even if he wasn't in front of him, meaning, so the Shimon said something about this Talmid Chacham, and the Talmid Chacham wasn't even there. But there are witnesses who can testify that he said such a thing or did such a thing. So based in Menanon or so, he's put into Cherem, Ve'ein Matirin Lo Ad Shiratza, HaChacham Shinadu Bishvilo, until the Talmid Chacham helps him out. So the Erech Lechem, which is in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, so he cites the Rivash, he says, we excommunicate him even for not being submissive to the Talmid Chacham, for, you know, being chutzpahdik back to him. Okay, others argue on that. And the Gilyan Marasha here says that even if he didn't intend to be mevazim, but he said something by mistake, and then when he was asked about doing this thing, he did not apologize for his mistake, so that is also sufficient to put the person in the chairman to excommunicate him. And then the Bir Hetev says about this comment regarding the person has to appease the Talmid Chacham, so he says that the Beis Yosef tells us later on in Shin Lamed Daled that you have to ask Mechila a few times. But after asking a few times, so then Basin will take away the excommunication of the Cherem. But we know that there's a Gemara in Yuma that says that if you are Mevaza, your Rebbe, if you embarrass one your own Rebbe, so then you have to ask him even 1,000 times for Mechila. So how come over here you don't have to ask him 1,000 times? So the Ber Hetev says, and the Beis Yosef says as well, when it comes to mechila for your sin, you need to ask 1,000 times. But to get out of cherem from Beis Din, so a few times is enough, and then Beis Din can allow you after you've asked a few times. What does the Rama say over here on this halacha? So the Rama says, there's a little break in the source. If you go to the next part of the source, so the Rama says, "Aval ein din Talmid Chacham is manazeh." That perhaps nowadays you don't have anyone who has the status of a Talmid Chacham. For which halacha? Le'inyan shenitein lo hamavayish litra de dahava. Nowadays, nobody is enough of a Talmid Chacham that they get a pound of gold if somebody insults them. That halacha doesn't apply anymore. But we do fine the person for embarrassing. So there's a tshuva of the Rashba and Beis Reit Tzadi Aleph and the Beis Yosef cites it as well, that we fine someone who is respected by the tzibur for his Torah. What's considered a talmid chacham in this case? Someone who the tzibur views him as someone who is knowledgeable in Torah. That's enough that Beis Din should give out a fine. Okay? Later on, the Shulchan writes in Shin Lam and Dal that a man or a woman is executed for any one of 24 things. And one of the 24 things that Beis Yosef writes is that someone disgracing a talmid chacham, whether he is alive or dead. And the Beis Yosef there says only if the talmid chacham was fit for hora, for passing the halacha, and he learned a lot of Torah. Okay, so what I want to do now, after we see the halacha brought down in the Gemaras and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, is discuss a number of cases brought down by the poskim of a kind of like a history, a hall of fame of people who were mevazeh talmid chachamim, who insulted talmid chachamim, and what was done with these people. Let's proceed. So we don't have them on the sheets because they're long shuvos, and I'm going to be summarizing them. You'll have to take my word for it, or you can look it up yourselves. So the first is in the Stei Chemed. Rav Yecheskel Medini's encyclopedic work in the Stei Chemed, in Ma'areches Chafin Kal Kuf Yedalad, cites the Chavos Yair, who's saying that the Mevazeh Talmid Chacham does not apply to say if he made a mistake. You're allowed to say that a Talmid Chacham made a mistake. That's not being Mevazeh Talmid Chacham. That's a normal thing. We're human beings, and human beings make mistakes, and you're allowed to point that out. That's okay. We're talking about acting in a very chutzpahic, inappropriate manner to someone who is a Torah scholar. And then he goes on to tell the famous story of the Chassam Sofer. When the Chassam Sofer was a young boy, I think maybe at his bar mitzvah, so he gave his bar mitzvah pshetzel, he gave his drasha, and in his bar mitzvah drasha, so he upshlugged, he disagreed, and said that his grandfather, the Mar Sheshach, made a mistake. A 13-year-old boy, knocked on his grandfather, his great-grandfather, in his bar mitzvah drasha. So his father, who was knew a little bit, but was not necessarily someone who learned a lot of Torah, was so incensed that his son said something bad about the altar Zaydi, that he went over to his son in the middle of the drasha, and he gave him a slap in front of everyone for being chutzpahdik. And the point was that the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, little boy, didn't do anything wrong. This is part of Torah. In the field of Torah, you can say that a talmid chacham made a mistake. You disagree. This is part of the argumentation of learning Torah. You can say that I disagree, and I think that someone made a mistake. That's not chutzpah. That's part of the process of Torah. Now, the story goes on to say that if that bar mitzvah, so Rav Nassim Adler was there, who became the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, and Rav Nassim Adler saw what happened, and he said, if you stay with your father, you're never going to become a Talmid Chacham. Because part of being a Talmid Chacham is challenging and growing and fighting back and forth. So he told his father, he's going to come, learn with me, and that was the rest of history, and the Chassam Sofer became the Chassam Sofer. So that's part of Torah. It's not considered being Mevazeh Talmid Chachamim. He writes again in Klal Kuf and Zayin that you refer to Talmid Chachamim, you should give them their proper title, Rabbi this, whatever it is. You should give them a title. I know that in the academic world nowadays, so when people write in academic journals and things like that, so it's very in vogue not to refer to the rabbi as rabbi, because everyone has to be the same, and that goes against the citation, the styles of writing in academic journals. That is totally against halacha, and it is proper to refer to someone who has deserved their title by that title. He adds that you shouldn't assume that talmid chacham is mochel on his kavod, and you should give the proper title. The Pisrei Shuv and Reishim Gimel over here, so he cites the Hagos Maimoni, is the Ashkenazi Psak on the Rambam and the Rambam's Halachos, and he says Bizayon means a language that's not proper in a very chutzpahic, disgusting way. But then the Hagos Maimoni says not standing for Talmid Chacham is not considered being Mevazahim. That's not giving kavod where it's due, but it's not considered doing something that's bad. And the Panim Eros in Beis Kuf Samaches disagrees. And he says it can't be, because there's a Gemara Moi Katan Tes Zion that says that Rav Nachman was walking on his way, and he passed a woman who was like clearing like barley or something, doing something with barley, and he walked by and she didn't stand up, and the Rabbanim put her in Cheirim for not standing up. So you see from the Gemara that not giving proper kavod is something that puts one in the camp that is being mevazeh talmid chacham. So you have a machlokes here between the Panim Eros and Hagos Maimoni. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidor, writes here as well, citing the Shvas Yaakov, that even though our chacham don't have the status of talmid chachamim, they do have the status of tzurva derabanan, like young talmidic scholars who still have to be given proper kavod. And then he goes on to say in the Shirei Bracha that it's up to talmid chachamim to act in a way that will demand the respect of other people. You can't be a Talmid Chacham and treat people like garbage and do things that are disgusting and expect people to treat you properly. It's also in the camp of Talmid Chachamim to act up to their status and not draw negative attention to their actions. Okay, certainly the age of the Talmid Chacham should not be a factor. The Tshuvos of Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer in Siman Ayin Beis. So he writes regarding Chaholong Tshuva about respecting the Av Beis of the community. He says that age should not be a factor. When the Ksav Sofer, Rav Avram Sofer, the Ksav Sofer's son, was appointed to the Beis Din in Pressburg, he was 24 years old. And the other Rabbanim on the Beis Din were 2-3 times his age. And they respected him, and they treated him properly, they didn't talk down to him. So even when it comes to the idea of being Mavaza Tamil Chachamim, just because the Talmid Chacham might be young, it's not an excuse that you can talk to him in such a way. Rav Yeshaya Pinto writes in Nivchar HaKesef in Yoridei Simen Chav Dalid that the following story, that Reuven was a Talmid Chacham staying in the city where Shimon was the rabbi, okay? And Reuven got permission to do shchit in the city. He got the writ to allow him to shecht in the city for the community. For whatever reason, Shimon didn't like that. So Shimon gathered people together and they put Reuven in cherem, that people shouldn't use his shchita. And then they also went and beat Reuven up. Okay, so fine. So what we have here is Reuven was put in cherem, even though he didn't really do anything wrong, and he was beat up. So the question was, is the cherem that Shimon put in effect good? So the Nivchar Mikesev goes on to discuss all the terrible things that would happen to Shimon for being Mavazah Talmidei Chachamim. This is totally inappropriate. Someone who's a Talmid, just because you don't like that he opened up a business in town, it's not a reason to go and put him in cherem to Mavazah him. And therefore, he writes that Shimon is going to have coming to him all these terrible punishments because he treated Reuven, who was a Talmid Chacham, in such a way. The Beis Yosef, Yosef Karo, has tshuvos called the Afkas Rochel. So he writes in Siman Reish Beis, regarding a Talmid Chacham who is Mevaza another Talmid Chacham. So one Talmid Chacham insulted another Talmid Chacham, and the students of the one who were insulted, so they put the one who embarrassed their Rebbe in Cherem. So they want to know, in response, the one who was the embarrasser put the other one in Cherem. So they want to know whose Cherem is right, whose Cherem wins. So the Beis Yosef says that the original students who got insulted by the honor of their Rebbe, who put that first Talmid Chacham Cherem, had no right. Who says that these little pishers, these little students, are allowed to put this Talmid Chacham in Cherem? You're on the same level as him, and therefore, the first Cherem didn't work. So, you also have to know your place. This is a big discussion as well. A person needs to know when two Talmid Chacham may be disagreeing, that does not mean that the student should get involved. Okay, the Tshuvos of the Ma'bit in the Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph. He discusses two people who were talking and learning, and the one gave a pshat in the sugya according to Rabbeinu Tam, and the other person who was talking and learning said something very not nice about Rabbeinu Tam. Not like he knew him. This was a few hundred years afterwards, and he said, "Oh, Rabbeinu Tam," and he said something not nice about Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ma'bit says that this is being mevaza Talmid Chacham. When you're learning Torah, and we talk about the Rishonim and the Tanaim, the Amorayim, to speak in a disrespectful way about them is also a category of being Mevaza Talmidei Chachamim. And he says this person should get up in shul in front of the tzibur and say as follows, Chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I sinned against Hashem, the God of Israel, Uso Raso, and against His Torah, B'mashe Hekalti Rosh B'Kavod Chacham, that I was frivolous in how I treated a Talmid Chacham, Roshu Mechachma Yisrael Min Adoros, of the greatest Talmid Chachamim of the generations. And he continues, listen to what he says about this man, Umuta Loshi Zibayish Bolim Hazeh, better he should get up in shul and be embarrassed in this world to admit his sin to everyone, Mimachshi Yisbayish Bolim Haba, that he should be embarrassed in the next world, Umaravonu V'chatasu Mechupar, because his punishment will be very, very bitter in that world. So we have to be careful also when talking about the previous generation. Okay? Just to point out, we're not by Purim, we're a while to Purim, but these halachos also apply to Purim spiels. In yeshivas and different communities, they have Purim spiels and they make fun of the rabbis and the Rosh Yeshiva. First, have to be careful. And there are halachos that pertain to these Purim spiels as well. We'll discuss that maybe when we get to Purim. Rosh Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elof L'Chashlom Yerodei Reishim Gimel was asked about removing a rabbi from his position in a very not nice way. So he quotes the Pasuk in Shmos in source number 4. Hashem says, I'm going to send an angel before you to guide you in your path. To bring you to Eretz Yisrael that I prepared. Listen to this messenger. Al timer bo, do not rebel against him. Because it will be your sin because my name is with him. Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, you can say that this is also talking about the Torah leaders of every community, to treat them properly. Don't simply discard them when you're done with them. You have to have proper kavod. And he says, Rosh Shlomo Kluger, what's the sin of Avodah Zarah? The sin of idol worship is that I'm taking Hashem and I'm saying, no, Hashem, I don't want you, I want something else. If this rabbi is the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go and say, no, I don't want you, you're old, we need somebody else, and to unceremoniously just discard him, so that could be being mevaza talmid chachamim and a form of avoda zara mamish, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger. Okay, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Rav Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak in Chela Gimel Kufyat Beis, who was writing about a newspaper who said very, very bad things about Rabbanim who wanted to stop mixed dancing, and the newspaper started to write about these Rabbanim in very, very negative ways. And the Minchas Yitzchak says there should be a form of cheirim against this newspaper because they were being mevaza talmid chachamim. The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelet Ches Simen Dal, was asked about a shul that had two co-rabbis that served equally in the shul. One rabbi sat next to the Aron Kodesh, and the other rabbi sat next to him, sitting next to the Aron Kodesh, meaning it was Aron Kodesh, rabbi, then rabbi. So the perspective was that the rabbi next to Aron Kodesh had greater kavod in his seat than the one who was further away. And the rabbi who sat next to the Aron Kodesh retired. And the shul went and hired a new rabbi to replace him. Now, the machlokas ensued. Who should get the chair next to the Aron Kodesh? Should it be the old rabbi who was in waiting for the chair next to Aron Kodesh, or the new rabbi who came to replace the old rabbi? So who should get the chair next to the Aron Kodesh? So the Tzitz Eliezer says that the new rabbi felt that he should be picked because he should move up. He should fill in the empty gap. And the new rabbi said, no, we're just flipping spots. That rabbi comes with the seat, and therefore I get the seat when that rabbi moves out. So the Tzitz Eliezer says the old rabbi has no claim over the seat next to the Aron Kodesh, and therefore the Zuchus reverts back to the Tzibor, and the Tzibor can do whatever they want. The Tzibor can decide where they want the rabbi to sit. And then he says to the old rabbi, he says also, don't feel embarrassed like they're being mevazi because of the seat. Because we all know the seat means nothing. Because really, who gets the seats? Whoever has the most money. And that's who's in charge of the shul anyway, and therefore it doesn't matter whether you sit next to Aron Kodesh, you don't sit next to Aron Kodesh, it's not being mevazi you regardless. Okay, the Gemara in Kedushin Chaf Hei Amar Aleph says that Rav Chista told Rav Hanuna to rebuke, to excommunicate the elders of Nezunya for not coming to his drasha. It's being mevazi Tam Chacham for not coming to his drasha. This is cited by the Beis Yosef, who says that not coming to the Shir is being mevazi Tamir Chachamim. And the Shuvas Haradach in the Bayis Yudches says that someone who interrupts this shir, and obviously in an inappropriate way, is also being mevaza tamid chacham. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilin Ashas, to that Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes, so he cites the Gemara in Adarim that says the Rabbanim are like Malachim, since they're separate and Kadosh. And this would imply that the special din of not being mevaza tamid chacham applies, as we said before, when the tamid chacham is acting like a Malach. But if the tamid chacham isn't acting like a Malach, then these halachos might not apply to him. Not that you should treat him any different than any other Jew. It doesn't mean if the Talmud Chacham is not acting properly, you should go and disgrace him and do terrible things to him. But he has no extra addition on top of any other Jew. Okay, Rashi in Sanhedrin Memdal Mabez cites the following story. There were coffins of a tzaddik and a rasha. And the tzaddik was supposed to be buried in a very nice way, and the rasha was supposed to be, thrown to the side, and whatever, someone else would take care of him. And something happened, and it switched, and the Rasha got a very nice burial, and the Tzaddik got the very not nice burial. So the Rasha's burial is for another time. But what happened to the Tzaddik? So the Tzaddik appeared in a dream and told his student that what happened was that he once heard that a Talmid Chacham was being insulted, and he remained quiet, and he didn't say anything. And his punishment was that his burial would be done in such a bad way. And it's Mida Kenegan Mida, because since he stood by idly when something else was going on, so too people essentially stood by idly by his funeral, and he wasn't given the proper cover that he deserved. Rav David Shlomo Eibeshitz writes in the Arvei Nachlan Drashei that an Am Haaretz, an ignoramus who's Mevazet Tamina Chachamim, because he himself thinks that he is a Talmud Chacham, there are such people who are ignorant, but they hold themselves to be very scholarly people. So this person is worse off than a regular ignoramus who embarrasses Talmud Chachamim. Why? Because when a regular Am Haaretz insults Talmud Chachamim, so, okay, he made a mistake, he doesn't know any better, he doesn't know the halacha, he doesn't know his place. But the person who's an ignoramus, an Am Haaretz, and he thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, so his, by accident, now turns into an on purpose. And therefore, when he's mevazet tamina chachamim, and he thinks that he is the Rash Kibahag, you know, the leader of the Jewish people, and really he's a know-nothing, so therefore his disgrace of tamina chachamim is twofold worse than anybody else. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Igros Moshe Yeredeya, Chelek Dalad Simen Nun, that in the recent generations, people who hold themselves to be Shomrei Torah in Maminim Vashem Yisparach are being mevaza tamina chachamim. It's a very bad thing, says Rav Moshe. People who are very frum, they daven, and they keep kosher, and they're leaders of the community, they say terrible, terrible things about tamina chachamim. They speak in disgusting ways. He says this is horrific in this generation. But there are also people, says Rav Moshe, who do things that might be even worse. To be mevaza tamina chachamim of previous generations, because that's also insulting to them. But he says the problem with embarrassing and speaking disparagingly about Tamina Chachamim of this generation is that it removes the ability to learn from them. Because if I speak negatively about all the rabbis, this rabbi doesn't know this, and this Talmud Chacham doesn't know this, and this wasn't Am Haaretz, and the other doesn't know anything either, so then you're left with nobody. Who are you going to learn for? Who are you going to respect? Who are you going to get your Torah from if you keep on shooting and knocking everybody down? There says Rav Moshe needs to be very careful about how we speak about them. The Ma'arash Dam, and Yoredeya Simon Kufpei Ches writes that regarding someone who speaks in a terrible way about Tamir Chachamim, V'kami Yisurim Umine Anuyim Tzarech Shiavru Olav L'Havre Chataso. He's going to have terrible, terrible pain in this world and the next, with a Zekach Nishmaso, in order to refine and purify his Neshama so he can get to Olam Haba. Rav Kook has a very strong piece in the Mamari HaRa'aya. Here, the last source, source number 5. This is the Mamari HaRa'aya on page Nun Vav, 56. He says, V'im banu laso saig l'chomas hadas. He says, if you really want to make a fence and protect religion, halatzricha anu ladas, shelo, you need to know, shelo ligrom es haheres hayoser gadol shema reis es kol binyana shel Torah. We need to stay away from the most destructive thing that destroys the building that is Torah. And what is that most destructive thing that erodes at the building and the castle that is Torah? Shebal yedei bizoi tam lechacham. It comes from being mevaza tamir chachamim chas v'chalila. That is the worst thing that erodes religion. To go and to speak disrespectfully about the Torah leaders. And therefore, I think it's very clear. When we clap al chait on Yom Kippur, we say al chataim shanachnu chayavim aleim nidui, on the sins that we do that are bring about chayrim and nidui and excommunication, we are referring to not treating tamina chachamim properly, speaking in ways that are disrespectful, treating them disrespectfully, whether it be in public or in private. It is a very serious thing that erodes at the fabric and the very nature of the Jewish people that has been a very important part of our Masorah for so many generations. So as the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Kidvar Hashem Bizah, Kidvar Dvar Hashem, that they are speaking disrespectfully about the word of Hashem, something to take to heart as we continue to the rest of this week.